25th, Jan 2024, a great Marcos daddy was born on 16th Jan 1998. Same stuff, different years. We now share this lovely and gifted month with my handsome and forever blessed boy Jahari Odundo. This is a very special segment and a very vital moment in my life. Being a new dad, like finally raising and having somebody to call you Dada. Soon you find yourself in school meetings and relation to your loved ones. This is CNG Radio 0.0 FM. A David Lahoud is me on IG, a David Lahoud is me on Twitter, David Lahoud, Facebook, follow your boy. And this right here is Baby Jahari segment, episode 1. You already know it is what it is, trust me, you get what you give. How you're doing? Let me talk about naming, because naming, actually, I think every parents are going through, because we all want our kids, we all want our babies to have this, you know, special name, something unique, something that means something great. It was not easy to come up with a name. You feel me? It was not easy to come up with a name at first, but I was already searching with the middle and the last name. Then Auntie Judy, sister to my lovely, you know, to my lovely lady Stephanie, came to the rescue and suggested we name him Jahari. So Jahari actually means diamond, and one thing about diamond is, you know, excuse, diamonds are forever. So now we are 1 month old. Look how fast they grow, man. God did a thing. I'll be forever grateful and thankful on how life is turning out to be. There's this joy knowing that you're going home after work and there's these two or more persons waiting to receive you with their arms wide open. I call this family, and the name home itself just makes you smile. Excuse. I just had some coffee and some, I think there's so much sugar in it, that's why I'm like, you know. But we on the road, baby. We are on your live. This CNG Radio 0.0 FM. David Lahoud up in, you know, up in the place. Your host with the most. And this will be the Jahari segment. My son, my G. Every time I think about it, every time I see my beautiful wife holding our son from the day he was born, I could tell that parenting comes natural and the world would be so boring without having women. God bless our moms, they did so much to us, and I'm not saying fathers don't play a vital role in our family. They're the heads, we need them. And you know, the world would matter if our dads were absent. And yo, God bless our fathers, God bless you, especially those who make sure that, you know, food is on the table, their kids are well dressed, you know, the wife is well taken care of. Man, shout out to those fathers, man. We salute you, we appreciate you, and I hope you notice, man. Cheers, thumbs up to you guys. So as we progress with our baby Jahari here, man, it's crazy. It's crazy, you know, being a dad and all that. I'm a dad right now, man. Like, I'm a father. Like, I have somebody call me dad. The joy itself. Family is everything. God bless our fathers. I think about how Jahari turned out to be, having a very intelligent mother and a very self-led father. I pray he feels complete and well-guided as he keeps on going to become a leader. Time does fly, and I'm not sure about tomorrow. In this world filled with so much uncertainties, to be honest, I remember when Stephanie told me that she had conceived. We knew we was not ready for this, you know, being young and wild, you feel me? Being young and wild, like, it's crazy. And all those uncertainties, like, what will our parents say? Especially, you know, for me, I was so, you know, like, I had a lot going on in my thoughts, because I haven't met their folks yet, her folks yet. Like, I was so scared. I was scared, yeah. Sometimes I played cool, act cool, like, yo, we got this, baby, we got this. But deep inside, I was like, wow, what will her dad say? What will her mama say? But guess what, guys? Sometimes, you know, all our uncertainties is starting to go. That's a vow that I got from somebody. I'm not spiritual, but I pray a lot, and I thank God for this father that I've come, and I'm sure where I'm going is even better. So my lady graduated sometime back last year, November. We went there, we celebrated. It was a very good day, very colorful. Congratulations, baby, you are one. And I met the dad. He was cool. Mom also, very cool, very welcoming. Man, I'm so grateful. Like, all the uncertainty that I had, everything at the end of the day, like, you know, that thought, like, it's, you know, I don't know, I'm even lacking words, but things went well. I was not in trouble no more. Yeah, so we knew that we were not, when Stephanie told me that she was pregnant, you know, we knew we were not ready, being young and wild. We had plans for the future, but I tend to ask myself, when is the right time? When it's really not easy to tell somebody exactly when is the right time to start a family. But then we are reminded by the Bible that all our uncertainties are certain to God. This verse gives me courage to go about things, knowing that everything will eventually, you know, fall in place. All you have to do is to be patient and trust the wait. You get me? So when we was around weeks pregnant, my lady had to travel to Mombasa for work. I supported her the best I can. I still do. I love my baby mama so much, and I pray she, you know, she feels loved and appreciated in this family. I think every man has gone through this, you know, being given attitude sometimes. She goes silent on you. You try to call, she's not picking. You text her, then she replies with a nah. Then you ask yourself, what have I done to get all these cold and hard reply responses? Like, how do you even reply to nah? Crazy. Like, nah, damn. But then you remember that, you know, you remind yourself that the best thing to do is to be patient and give them time. Because pregnancy comes with a lot of things. You know, her being away was not easy, by the way. Those who are in long-distance relationship, man, you guys stop lying to us. We all know that she is not a walk in the park or ABCD. My opinion, though, man, I'm not discouraging anybody. If you're in a long-distance relationship and it's working for you, you keep thing, man. But days go, days come. We was together, and now we are all growing up, watching each other growing. I'm not sure if our son will notice that as much as you watch him, we'll see him grow. It will be... Also, he'll be like seeing us grow. Like, it was hard for us to notice that even though our parents were growing, we were growing as well. Like, it was hard for us to notice that even our parents were growing. We all come from different backgrounds, silver spoon or not. At the end of the day, we all need each other out here. We all need each other out here. So I picture myself having a conversation with my son, and I just want to mold him into someone who will have respect both for him and for those around him. I don't think I'll be hard on my son. Hell to the no. I love my boy so much, and I think I just leave the explanation to his mama. Man, I love my boy, and I'll also spoil him. You know, I also love his mama. Stephie, well, go on, darling. One day I'll tell you guys I'm married with my lovely lady. Sorry for another day, though. Today's about my boy Jahari. But I wanna take him out, especially those places that I've never been. And also pray, you know, also pray that he plays rugby and hip hop as well, just like his daddy. Well, go on. I just want to be there for my family, you know, every step of the way. You know, there was this, actually, I remember, I was on the ground, there was this one fine Sunday, I don't know, I was on the ground, I was sitting one of my clients. Then I was so amazed, you know, seeing peeps out on food courts, others on playing grounds with their kiddos, some taking photos, everybody was out there enjoying each other's company. This is the thing that I want to do with my family, with my friends, with my boy, Maji Jahari. As I wrap up this segment, you know. So the next time you see me on the street, just call me Pops. This was the Jahari segment, episode 1. Stay tuned for more, episode 2, and even more. Like, you just stay tuned. This is your video, your Prince, your song by David LaHood. Cheers, y'all. Welcome.
Ooh.